with you not talking in the audience or at the table. And when you are talking, we will give you that same courtesy. Also, please make sure your cell phones are on silent or vibrate. We do have cell service in here, and we don't want to hear phones ringing all day long. Again, my name is Tracy Kagan. I'm chair of the board, and we'll do some introductions.
Alan Crawford, vice chair.
Kimberly Coco, board member.
Becky Brumhoff, board member.
Elizabeth Campbell, assistant attorney general, assigned to the board.
Diane Dia, Assistant Attorney General, serving as independent legal advisor for the board.
And my name is Jack Confer. I'm the interim acting executive director.
My name is Katya Garcia, and I am the investigator.
I'm Donita McGlasson, the interim deputy director.
Okay, thank you, everyone. I'm going to get started with... I'm going to skip around the agenda a little bit because I want to make sure that the people are here who get themselves taken care of, but we have two other items to start with. So we will start with approval of the minutes from the December 15th and April 7th meetings.
Madam Chair, if we yes. can move the minutes to the next meeting. They're not perfected. They're not ready for approval. I would appreciate it.
Okay. We'll table that.
And while we're doing that... are you still calling roll for continuing education?
At the end, yes.
Okay. So if you're here to collect CEUs, you should have signed in on that particular sheet. We will do a roll call at the end of the meeting, and as long as you are still here, you will receive your CEUs. If you're here because you're on the agenda, once we've heard your case, you are free to go. You're welcome to stay, but you're free to go, and you cannot collect CEUs for today's visit. Okay. All right. So we're going to start with possible review, consideration, discussion, and a vote to approve or deny requested for a rehearing. And the board will call the case of Jonathan Watson, 2020-RCE-0037.
Is RCP Watson here in attendance?
No. Okay, so this is the time set for the board's consideration of respondent's request for rehearing or review for case number 2020-RCE-0037. Mr. Watson, if you're here, please step forward. He's not here. Is the state present?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board, Elizabeth Campbell, on behalf of the state. State has filed a motion or a response to Mr. Watson's email indicating that he would like a hearing on this matter. I'm available for questions if the board has any.
Okay. So since the respondent is not here, I mean, a lot of this script part is null and void, yes? Okay. So I guess we go right to deliberation, and the board will decide whether to grant or deny the rehearing.
So, based on my review of this case and the emails that we received from RCP Watson, it appears the board made a decision for revocation of RCP Watson's license. And my understanding of the revocation was that RCP Watson failed to comply or failed to respond to the board's request for information. The decision for revocation was based on RCP Watson being unregulatable, causing a risk to the public, which was the board's decision to revocate his license. Based on the understanding of why we're here today and should the board choose to rehear this case is based on the 7 items listed in our board rules. In my opinion, I do not feel that RCP Watson's request for rehearing should be accepted based on any of these 7 items.
If you turn the page, there's item number 10. For anyone who wants to make a motion, there is script there for that.
So,
do you have any other comments?
Any other thoughts on that before I make a motion?
No, I just think we're going to request it and not to name.
Okay, I am going to move that we deny RCP Watson's request for review or rehearing.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We'll do a roll call vote.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Board Member Cota?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
And Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Motion
passes unanimously. Okay. And the board will now call the case of Enrique Vargas Acevedo, case 2021-RCE-0197. Go ahead and step forward. This is the time set for the board's consideration of the respondent's request for a rehearing or review of the board's order issued in case 2021-RCE-0197. Yes, you are here. I see you there. Thank you. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Enrique Vargas.
And are you represented by anyone?
No.
Okay. As I've said, I'm Tracy. I'm chair of the board. You want us to introduce again? Okay. The other board members and board staff will now introduce themselves.
Alan Crawford, vice chair.
Kimberly Coca, board member.
Becky Brokaw, board member.
Jack Confer, executive director.
Roger Garcia, investigator.
Donita McGlasson, deputy director.
And is the state present?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Campbell on behalf of the state.
Under the board's rule regarding review or rehearing R4-45-302, the board may grant a review or rehearing of a board decision for any of the following seven reasons. Irregularity in the proceeding of the board or any order or abuse of discretion that deprived the moving parties of a fair hearing. Misconduct of the board staff or the administrative law judge. Accident or surprise that could not have been prevented by ordinary prudence. Newly discovered material, evidence that could not, with reasonable diligence, have been discovered at the time of the hearing. Excessive penalty. Error in the admission or rejection of evidence or other errors of law. And the findings of fact or decision is not justified by the evidence or contrary to the law. If the board grants the request, it will specify the grounds on which the review or rehearing is granted, and the review or rehearing shall cover only those matters specified. If the board denies review or rehearing, the proceeding is concluded. So, Enrique, we've read your request for review, and which of those seven grounds are you requesting rehearing?
This is the first time I heard those seven grounds. I'm confused. I don't understand them like individual, like what they mean individually.
Can I simplify it?
Well, so I would, and again, Ms. Didia is here to advise the board. However, just to sort of recap how we got here, is the board issued a complaint and notice of hearing. This board has a deem statute, which means Mr. Vargas Acevedo was required to respond within a certain amount of time. He didn't do that. As a result, the state filed a motion to deem, which the board granted. When the board granted that motion to deem, along with finding that the facts as alleged in the complaint notice of hearing had been established, the function of a deem, the board at that point voted to revoke Mr. Vargas Acevedo's license. Before the board, and there's a timing issue here too that I just don't want to blow by, which is that he was actually early on requesting his making his motion for review rehearing. The timing doesn't quite line up. However, I think being too early is always far better than being too late, right? Especially in this case where it's jurisdictional. In that motion for review rehearing. My read on it was that Mr. Vargas Acevedo was basically complaining that the penalty of revocation was excessive.
Is that...
Okay. Do you have a comment to that?
Yeah, can you explain what the last part meant?
She's saying that you felt us taking away your license was too much of a penalty. That's what she's thinking.
I don't think it's too much, no, but I take full responsibility of what happened. Yes, I didn't open my mail for like 2 years, a year and a half, because my house was smoldering, and I was living in a hotel room, so I didn't open my mail for the term of CEUs, and I was like a day late. So I did not open my mail on my email during that time, and I was working without a license during that time. It's all my fault. I get it.
Yeah, at this point, the day late of the CEUs is so far back,
yeah.
Because before we get to the point where we revoke a license, we go through many, many, many months of reaching out to you by email, by regular mail.
Yeah.
So if you have an email address on file with us, which clearly you do, because you sent us an email, you probably saw those emails, and there's been zero response to the board over that long, expanded time period.
Yes. Yeah, 100% did not look at my email for those 10 months. I did not intend to work without a license. I'm sure it was just like a misunderstanding there that I was trying to work without a license. There's like an investigation that I was trying to work without a license. When I found out that I had turned my credentials into work after the 10 months, every year you have to turn in your credentials. Me and my director trying to figure out what my credentials were. We called in, they told me, oh, you don't have a license. And I told Jack, Jack asked me.
I remember a bunch of our conversations.
Okay, let's hold up for just a second, because we're just trying to decide whether we're going to rehear this case or not.
Well, and just to give some framework, and again, I'm deferring to Mr. Dia, the board has options, and Mr. Dia can go into those, but the board does two things in its order. It makes findings of fact and conclusions of law, and then it issues a discipline. In this case, the discipline was revocation. It can review the discipline without, it can vote to review the discipline without voting to review the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
I'm having a really difficult time, RCP Acevedo, with trying to understand why you're here today. So you heard the seven reasons as to why this board could rehear your case. Our Assistant Attorney General made the statement that you may have felt that the penalty was too excessive, which is why you were here. And out of your own words, I just heard, no, you did not think that was too excessive. So I'm really struggling with why are we having this conversation right now? What is it that you want?
I just hope you guys have another opportunity for me to give you guys the actual reason why I have them, like facts by facts, dates by dates. And I didn't intend to work without a license. That was not my intention.
Based on the information provided in front of you, you worked without a license for 14 months.
Yeah, it was something 10 months, but it wasn't my intent to work without a license at all. It wasn't like I was hiding, I was working without a license. When I found out the first day, I told Jack, Jack asked me, were you working without a license? I said, yes, I was working without a license, I wasn't hiding.
So during your hearing, because we had a hearing, you were not present for it, but during your hearing, that was your opportunity to come and do exactly what you're trying to do now, which is defend your case.
Yes, I have.
So based on my recommendation, I do not recommend that we rehear your case, simply because, yes, your license was revoked. So based on these, what I'm asking you is based on these seven items, which one of these seven are you requesting a rehearing for?
I'm having a hard time understanding what the second things are.
So my recommendation might be that you may want to seek general counsel yourself, and we may want to table this conversation until you can be provided with counsel.
Can I read them first?
Certainly you can.
So number seven is to justify if my license, the revoke of my license, right?
So there are seven items.
No, the number seven of the seven items.
The findings of fact or decision is not justified by the evidence?
Yeah.
So you feel that the evidence provided to the board has been incorrect?
No. Yeah, you might be right. I might need some help.
I would strongly encourage that maybe perhaps we table this and you seek counsel.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation to board staff.
Sure. So again, Diane Dedea serving as independent legal advisor, along with what Ms. Campbell had said earlier, is that the motion to deem was already granted, meaning that the findings of fact, these fact allegations are already concluded. Conclusions of law have already been found. The now the board's order, the discipline, was revocation. The board can elect not to rehear all of the facts and have a full other hearing to break down all of the evidence, and instead just look at the revocation, the actual discipline. And you can say, okay, here we are now. We choose not to rehear all of the evidence in this case. However, we are willing to work with you on your on the discipline. And the board has many, many options on what it chooses to do. So it could be anywhere from a letter of concern, degree of censure, suspension, probation. Perhaps there is an idea that you'd like to enter into a consent agreement for a term of probation with additional, you know, CUs, or does the board have statutory authority, this board, for fines, civil fines?
Yeah.
A civil fine, what is it, up to $500? Up to $500. I just didn't have that right in front of me. Okay, so there are many, many options that the board has before you right now. The other option is to simply deny it. Another option is to table it and reschedule it. Again, if the board is concerned with the respondent not being regulatable and responding to the board, would that be just a delay of the inevitable? So again, many, many options are before you, and that would be up for debate.
Let me ask you
sure.
Just for your legal advice. If we deny the rehearing, does RCP Oviedo have another chance to appeal, or would that have to go to administrative court?
That would go to the superior court, or what's called a judicial review action. So that would be, that decision would be appealed from here, if he chooses to do so.
Okay.
My concern is somebody who doesn't respond for all these months are unregulatable.
Okay.
That's a problem. I mean, this is their professional license. This is their livelihood. Got to take responsibility in that.
My other concern is that we have an individual who worked without a license for a period of time, committing fraud, signing charts, documenting a patient's records, billing for services
billing
that they were not licensed for.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I shared my thoughts.
Jack, do you want to say something?
Can I ask a quick question of the respondent?
Sure.
Is that okay? Is that okay with you guys or not? I've not been here for a little while, so, you know, so my knowledge of this case kind of stopped. What was the reason that you weren't available for the hearing that was held?
It was, I had a temporary license after, you gave me a temporary license before that happened.
We tried to help you.
Yeah, so it was to February. They told me my license was due.
I'm talking about, they had, this board held a hearing, a proceeding, after they issued a complaint notice of hearing with all the allegations. There was a time and date set up for that.
The first 10 months or the after I found out it was suspended? After I called you or before?
No.
That?
When the board made the decision to revoke your license.
December.
Yes. Why weren't you here?
Because I thought that my temporary license was due to February, and that's when I thought my board meeting was.
Okay.
And then I called 2 days after, I called Friday, and then told me my board meeting was on Thursday of that month.
Okay.
But I said my temporary license was due
to
February.
But why didn't you come to the hearing? Why did you miss the hearing?
Because I thought my hearing was on February, not December. And I called.
So the first thing you would have gotten would have been in the allegation stage, and we held a meeting for that, and you weren't here.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry for interrupting. If you would ask me as staff, I'm always going to revert back to making sure that all of our due process is correct. I have no idea how the notices were sent out, certified mail, regular mail, email. I haven't reviewed the record close enough. So even though the request may not be in the form that we're used to, it may not be very succinct, I will always fall back on telling the board that make sure that we have a review process in place and that the order is correct. You're not working right now?
I haven't worked in the last 5 months.
So there probably is not going to be any effect to his patient care because he's not working, but maybe we should allow him to have another swipe at the apple, set up another hearing, grant the rehearing, give him his due process rights, and let him argue the reasons that he doesn't think the revocation should happen, but also give him an opportunity to hire legal counsel if he so chose.
Since Mr. Acevedo was notified, is it Mr. Acevedo or Mr. Flores? Since Mr. Vargas's license, since he received notification from the previous executive director, which seems to have been done informally, but he has been very communicative. And it might have been, I mean, my guess is he just didn't realize the consequences of his actions, and maybe there's that. But since he was notified of the revocation, he has been communicated with the former ED. He's communicated with me. Every time I send an email or I copy him on something I file with the board, he responds right away. So I wanted to share that in case that weighed in on the board's decision, because he really has, again, you know, board may day late and dollar short, and that's understandable. But since he found out that his license was revoked, he has at every step of the way been responsive.
I guess I just wish that you got that email, which means you probably got the other ones and ignored them.
Yes, once I found out I have my license, I called Jack and I started looking at my email.
I guess my thing is, why did it take that? You got all the other notifications by email also?
By mail, email, yes. Once I found out, I didn't
know. Not the revocation. All the ones leading up to the revocation. Did you get those by email also?
So I didn't open my email for two years because I have my house was folded. So they put me in a hotel room, me and my family and a newborn. So I was getting bombarded with mail and mails. So finally I got back to my house after 2 years and I opened up my mail. And then I couldn't find my board card meeting and I called Jack. I didn't get my license.
Okay. Board members,
what have we heard from the discipline side today, from the revoke? Because we can hear the revoke aspect of the discipline.
Well, right now my understanding is we're just deciding yes or no.
You're going to decide yes or no on the rehearing. Okay. If you do want to rehear that, then you would, at your next meeting, have a full-blown hearing where the state would present its case and then the respondent would present his case. And then you could decide on discipline or whatever from there on. Or you are right, you can simply reevaluate the discipline, the revocation right now. You can say we are going to keep everything in place, not have a rehearing, meaning deny the motion for rehearing. However, we will revisit the revocation discipline and instead impose X, Y, and Z, consent agreement, or whatever the board chooses to do, a term of probation for a year or 2 years, under which the respondent would need to comply with all the terms, do CEUs, whatever the board may choose.
And would that decision be made today?
You can table. And let me just back up, Mr. Vice Chair, because respondent's appeal is needs to be timely. If he chooses to appeal this to Superior Court, what I would suggest doing is either tabling this and deciding what, you know, keeping things status quo and decide at your next meeting what you choose to do. You can revisit this and bring him back. Or to just flat out make that decision today. so that this loop right here is either closed or you're going to revisit it at your next hearing, so that respondent has his due process rights in order to appeal to Superior Court if he chooses.
Any other thoughts? Any motions? I'd like to give him some sort of a second chance. But will it be the best or not? 100% decided.
Well, really, our options right now are yes, we're going to hear his rehearing or the discipline side of things, or no, we're not. And number 10 on your script. Number 10 are the different options of motions that we can do. So can you state your motion, please?
I move that we rehear this case.
So the motion would be to grant respondent's motion to rehear.
Okay, sorry. I move that we grant Mr. Vargas Asciano's request to review this case.
Rehear.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second. I feel like we should do a roll call vote.
Board Member Cota?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
No.
And Chairman Kagan?
No.
We have a tie vote. So yep. This tie vote, we have to go back to discussion or have a different motion for the floor, please.
So I'd like to have a conversation around these seven items as reasons as to why we would rehear the case. When we heard this case back in December, does the board feel that there was an omission or
evidence
that wasn't presented, or was there perhaps, you know, administrative opportunities within board staff that we didn't notify respondent appropriately?
Conduct of the board staff. You know, I feel that the facts and findings were definitely evident because there was no correspondence from the very result today.
When a license is revoked, they can reapply for licensure in 1 year, correct?
I believe it's 1 year.
From date of revocation?
Yes.
It's an unfortunate situation.
If the board is prepared, go ahead and make another motion.
I want to go back to what the state assistant attorney general representing the state made a comment, and she said it was an informal way that he was notified. Can we clarify what that means?
Yes, Mr. Vice Chair. My understanding is there was a telephone call. And Mr. Vargas was part of the call, and I was not. My understanding is that either Mr. Vargas called the former executive director, or the former executive director called Mr. Vargas, and let him know that the board had granted the state's motion to deem and issued an order revoking Mr. Vargas's license Mr. Vargas should have, subsequent to that phone call, maybe it was a courtesy call is a better word for it, subsequent to that phone call, the board did go ahead and issue an order, or board staff went ahead and issued the board order memorializing the board's decision, and that was on December 23rd of 2022. And Mr. Vargas received a copy, according to the mailing cert, received a copy of that board order by mail and email.
Okay, thank you. Jack, is that, in your opinion, is that the traditional process that we would expect from board staff to follow as far as administrative conduct?
The only thing that I see that's out of the ordinary is the time frame between it was. Was December?
December 15th.
Was the board meeting?
Correct.
The word went out immediately after that. I don't see any.
Do we have evidence of a complaint notice of hearing when that was originally served?
I have not reviewed the record for that.
Okay.
I wouldn't be comfortable answering that question right now until I dug into it more.
Ms. Campbell, do you have any of that?
I don't have that available to me right now. I apologize.
So obviously none of us can speak for the former executive director, but since the notice did go out after the meeting, it sounds like that call, as you said, was a courtesy call.
What I want to make sure, though, is that RCP Oviedo was notified of the hearing in a timely manner. And if we can't provide evidence of that occurring, then in my opinion, that would fall under irregularity in the proceeding of the board, or
so we need to know when that notice went out. Is that what you're asking?
I want to make sure.
For hearing went down.
I want to make sure that we gave RCP Acevedo every chance possible, and that we followed our administrative process. And if we did not, then in my opinion, that would grant RCP Acevedo an opportunity for a rehearing.
Vice Chair Crawford, I did look up, and I see that a complaint and notice of administrative hearing was sent by certified mail, and the date on that is November 12th, 2022.
Okay. For the hearing on what date?
This is for a hearing on December 15th, 2022 at 9 a.m.
What was the date that it was sent?
It was November 12th, 2022.
Okay. So RCP Acevedo was notified on November 12th. Of a hearing that was to occur on December 15th.
Yes, and there's a certified mail receipt attached to that.
Oh, so we know that
it was signed by someone.
I would have to look. I can look up and see if it was signed. Would you like me to
but
do
it
that?
Was returned. Is that something easy you could look up?
Yes, I can look up the certified mail receipt.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
How many days?
We need 35 days notice from when it's sent out to the day of the hearing.
And what are we at?
So it was sent out on what day?
November 12th.
Which is a Saturday.
That's the date on the form. So.
So at best it sounds like it would have been 33 days.
Okay. Based on that. I'm going to make a new motion. I move that we grant RCP Acevedo's request for review and rehearing on the following grounds. Grounds being newly discovered material evidence, specifically regarding his date of notice of hearing.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. And we were at, what, 33 days?
If not, that's, yeah. Well, if that's a Saturday.
Is it 35 business days or 35 calendar days?
It's 35 calendar days and you don't count the day of, so you don't count November 12th.
Regardless, it's not.
It's less than 35 days. So we can say less than 35 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion. We have a second. Roll call vote.
Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Board Member Cota?
Aye.
And Chairman Kagan?
Aye.
Motion passes.
So the board granted your request to have another hearing. So basically, you're going to get another swipe at the decision. My strong recommendation is when you get this notice, that you be here. I don't think this board is going to give you another opportunity. Thank you. Thanks for coming down today.
All right, the board will move on and call the case of.
It's fine. I can move. I don't have room to hold if you want.
We had a couple other people walk into the meeting after it started. I have this sign-in sheet for agenda items. Are you here for an agenda item or are you here for a CE?
CEUs.
Okay. You're not going to get CEUs because you got here late.
Okay.
So I'm just giving you a heads up. You're welcome to stay.
Okay. The board's going to call the case of Gary Hill, 2023-RCE-0001. Gary, are you here?
I mean, you can't.
Gary Hill. He was like one of the first ones signed on the list.
Signed it or not?
I thought it was his name. That's why. Yeah, it's because I circled it. Unless I misread. Jeff, on the agenda sheet, is there a Gary Hill?
Yes.
Is there somebody in the back? Should we skip them?
Oh, on the sign-in?
Yeah.
I don't have that sheet anymore.
Who's got that one?
It's out front.
I can go check.
On the agenda.
What? If they're not in the room, we can just move on to the next one.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I haven't signed it. I do have the sign sheet. I apologize.
I just don't. He's not here. Okay, we'll move on. We'll call the case of James Paul Beltran, 2023-RCE-0010. James, are you here? Come on forward, please.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is case number 2023-RCE-0010. RCP Beltran is here and present. The case is regarding a failed CE audit. Basically, he was short on some ethics for his renewal. He did respond to the complaint in a timely fashion and did tell us that he was short with the ethics, and we're here today to resolve that potential violation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being here. This is an allegation stage, so the board is going to give you 5 minutes to tell us everything and anything you want us to know about this case. At that point, the board will have a conversation amongst themselves, but not back and forth with you. Go ahead.
So basically, I was unaware of the new guidelines of the ethics, official ethics course from the required CEs that were to be provided from licensure. So I submitted all clinical-related CEs minus the ethics course. I did retain the ethics course, both general and California as well.
Jack, how long has the ethics been a requirement?
I think 2017-ish.
I have an administrative process question regarding his submission for renewal. When RCP Beltran renewed his license, is that when he notified the board that his ethics CE was missing? Or was he notified that it was missing after we did the audit?
it would have been normal course is that we renewal application comes in, we process the renewal, and then the audit occurs. So he would have been notified after he renewed that he may have been short with some ethics.
RCP Caltran, is that how you understand the correlation of events?
Yes, sir. Really.
You've currently completed your CE requirements?
Yes, sir.
You have two ethics completed for your calendar, for your licensure time frame?
Yes, sir.
And we have those CEs now? Or just completed?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion for a non-disciplinary letter of concern. Concern being that the required continuing education is not completed at the time of licensure renewal. Seems that those requirements have been completed at this time.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second for a non-disciplinary letter of concern. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. And that motion passes. Moving along, the board will now call the case of Grant Mann, case 2023-RCE-0024.
Just give us 1 minute to work here.
I know. We're not going in straight order, so.
Board. This is case number 2023-RCE-0024. RCP Mann is present today. This is also a CE audit. It looks like after renewal, we identified a potential shortage of a total of 6 continuing education units, of which that included 3 hours of live CE. We do have he did respond within the appropriate time frame and sent us some more continuing education certificates for his renewal.
So all 6 of those, including the live ones, have been now turned in?
RCP Mann, can you respond to that?
Have you completed those?
Madam Chairman, yes, I have.
Including 3 live ones?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it after the renewal time?
Before the renewal. So, yeah, I want to give you your time to speak. So tell us anything you want us to know. Now's your time.
So I'm not going to deny anything. I was insufficient with my CEUs. In my mind, I was a little bit confused. I thought that I had more time than I did. And so the CEUs that I had were from 2020, which were not sufficient because the time was, to my understanding, from January 23rd, 21 to my birthday, July 23rd, 2022. And so that being said, I am deficient in 6 CEUs. I went, got my hands on with BLS, ACLS, and I also have my 2 ethics right here, proof of those 6 CEUs right here, which I've since obtained.
Okay, thank you.
RCP Mann, the time that you renewed your license, did you click the box that said I've completed all the required continuing education?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, and you did not. Is that correct?
I did not have the required CEUs. That's correct.
Since then, you have completed the required CEUs?
Yes, my sir.
I'm going to make a motion for a non-disciplinary letter of concern. Concern being if the required CE was not completed at the time of renewal.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of a non-disciplinary letter of concern say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. That motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I that that thinking was just driving me up the wall.
Is it one of those?
It might be. Test. Test. I'll be right back.
Can we go ahead without him?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to next call the case of Gina McGinnis, case 2023-RCE-0025. Gina, do you have a little bit of the background?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a little bit of the background to check?
I do not.
Okay. Yes, it did. And now we're on page 422 with the case of Gina McGinnis.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, this is case number 2023-RCE-0025. With RCP Gina McGinnis as the respondent. This is regarding a failed CE audit. This staff had identified a deficiency of one live CEU when we did our initial analysis. It looks like RCP McGinnis recent the CEU certificates that she had for that time frame. So looks like the actual discrepancy is 0.5 hours, not a whole hour of live CE.
Okay, so we're also going to give you time to let us know what you want us to know about this case.
Okay. I didn't get the initial email right away until I got the letter in the mail in February. So I responded right after that letter. Also, I have a letter from my supervisor stating which these are live, and there's five of them. There's not even a half. So I was really confused on that.
I have a question for board staff regarding page 425. This letter that she's referencing from her manager, is this acceptable form of CE? Because I don't know that I'm seeing on here where does it state that it was approved by the AARC, the AZSRC, or one of the other affiliates that are listed in our board rules and statutes.
This particular piece of documentation does not have enough to show who approved those particular hours, so it may not be something that's acceptable. I would have to review. I don't know if this is a roll up of the CE certificates that are within the rest of the packet. I would have to look that up.
I have my copies. I have a copy of the letter and my live CEUs, all the CEUs that I sent, actually.
You have one here?
Yes.
And there is a 0.5 credit on page 432 for neonatal oximetry.
Right. But the live CEUs that I submitted, there is no 0.5. There's one for nebulization, 2 hours for non-maleficence from Dr. Husband, 1 hour of non-invasive positive pressure, and 1 hour of arterial blood gas interpretation for my life CEUs that I...
And the only record we have of those is that letter, correct?
No, I sent them the actual CEUs, which are here.
Actually, she has 22 credit hours.
And I sent that straw.
So well, it's over.
So,
but it's got a certain number of lives.
So the 0.5 for neonato.
I did send that in as a 0.5 part of my 20, but it's not part of the 5 live is the one that Don's at.
So this one was a live?
It was live.
Okay. I just want to make sure I
understand. Yeah, no, it was live. Yeah.
Thank you. Can we take a quick look at these and I'll bring them back?
So I guess we need to see the ones that are listed in this letter on the CEU certificate you have there, who are they approved by?
All of them are approved by my supervisor. The actual CEUs are there. The letter was just so...
No, I'm talking about who are they approved by as in the AZSRC or the AARC?
I'm not sure whoever signed them. Yeah.
So it looks like...
The letter was just given to me because other people had issues with their lives.
Did you ever receive a certificate for these courses with Dr. Husband?
Yeah.
Or do you just have the letter?
No, I have all of my CEUs in paper.
Like, oh, I see it. Now I'm going to use them. Yep, right here. So they are approved by the AZSRC.
Okay.
I have, I just went through the ones that she has here. They do look like from the appropriate time frame for her renewal. So there's, I counted 23. So my quick analysis looks like she's complied with the requirement.
And thank you. And I apologize that you have come back
oh,
here.
No,
I will motion for dismissal.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of dismissal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes. Good for you.
Okay, you have my attention. Whose phone's going off?
It's trying to stay
off. What's that?
I'm trying to stay off.
Okay, you can step outside and show it off. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Moving on, the board will call the case of Jason Millett, 2023-RCE-0026. Jason, I'm sorry if I said your last name wrong.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you for being here today. Whenever you're ready, Jack.
I don't have a page yet.
442.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, members of the board, case number 2023-RCE-0026. RCP Jason Millett is here and present. The allegation in this case is, again, a CE audit. He did respond within the appropriate time frame. Explanation looks like there was about 10 hours that were out of his renewal time frame, and due to COVID and the license extension for COVID, which I think was 6 months, may have provided a little disjointed analysis of the CE. So it looks like we have about 10 that were out of the renewal time frame. And I don't know have you submitted those 10 since that time?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to give you a chance to tell us what you want us to know.
Basically, I'm so used to doing my CEUs from birthday to birthday that it never crossed my mind that I had to do it from the COVID extension to the following birthday. Oversight on my part.
Okay. So it says here short 10 CEUs, but then it also says in red received 4 CEUs. Did you receive 4 of those? Did you do 4 of the 10 that you were short?
I think I did, and then I spoke to my director, and she spoke to Jack, and he said just to wait for the letter.
She probably spoke to Charles.
Okay, Charles. Here. Okay. To wait for the letter before I did anything else. Didn't do anything after that.
Okay.
I forgot I did the
extra four.
So as of today, have you completed the required 20 continuing education units with 5 live and 2 FX?
No, I haven't, other than the 20 that I originally sent.
Did you do any CE since your last renewal for anything else?
I got a live CEU a few days ago. Good work.
Okay. There's five more.
But I haven't completed the 10.
ACLS?
No. Only because I was instructed to wait for the letter. Not that I didn't intentionally not do any.
No, I wasn't alluding to that. I just trying to help you with your with your cause here to see if you got anything else done. So.
Appreciate that.
Okay. I'm okay with the letter of concern as long as I don't think we have to go the route of the non-disciplinary based upon the direction from the previous staff. But I don't know how you feel about that.
I was thinking just a CEU on it.
It's such a pleasure of the board.
It's one of my favorite statements. It's a pleasure of the board.
Madam Chair, I'll try to change that.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
So, RCP Millet, it is still birthday. You are still required to have 20 CEUs from the time your birthday, 2 years to your birthday.
Right.
20 CEUs, 5 of them have to be live, 2 of them have to be ethics. COVID, no COVID, that has not changed. There was an extension that was permitted during COVID that you are correct. That being said, everybody is still expected to get 20 CEUs every 2 years. I'm going to make a motion for a CE continuing education order for RCP Millet to complete the required amount of CE necessary to comply with the board's requirements.
Which cannot be, they cannot be added to the
That's
next
correct.
Renewal.
The CEUs that you complete during this time frame cannot be added to your current licensure period.
Doesn't it have to be a consent at this stage, though? We can't make an order at an allegation stage?
You can issue a non-disciplinary order for CEUs.
Okay.
Wouldn't
that
be different?
We've always been told.
I'm okay with your advice. I actually love your advice. we don't have statutory authority to do non-disciplinary probation terms.
But you have the statutory authority for non-disciplinary CME, right?
No.
Oh, you don't.
We've always been told at this stage that we can offer a consent for this.
So I will amend. I'm going to amend my motion.
They can agree to do the CEUs, but if that is not agreed to, then it goes to an informal interview.
I can bring you up to speed.
Okay.
This board was operating under the premise of the consent agreement. It's a consent agreement, and you can just about agree to do anything. So for 5 or 6 years, we were doing non-disciplinary consent agreements to correct the non-compliance from the CE. We assistant AGs changed, the advice changed, and we were told we can no longer do that. So then the policy decisions changed to letter of concerns if it was a violation, and I think we were told we had to do disciplinary consent agreements for it. So.
You tell us what we can do.
I'm sorry, we can't name here. but if this board does not have the authority, so non-disciplinary CME authority is something that's either in your statutes or it's not in your statutes. And what I'm hearing from Jack is it's not in your statutes. So at this point, you can't order that. Any sort of consent agreements are by definition, unless there's a carve-out for non-disciplinary CME, you guys don't have their disciplinary.
So I'll amend my motion for a consent for a CE completion to be required within the next 30 days. Not to be utilized during your current licensure period, but to comply with the previous required license for a CE that was needed for your license.
And you understand that that would be a disciplinary action, reportable to National Database.
Why would it be disciplinary?
Because it's a consent agreement.
Even if it's a CE report?
Because you do not have the statutory authority for non-disciplinary training. So if this is your intent, you're not looking for discipline, and staff this with Jack following the meeting, because obviously I just want to be consistent, but for what I'm hearing is I would recommend that maybe you continue Mr. Millett's case until the next meeting to allow him the opportunity to complete this. Sounds like he's got 1 unit left, 1 CME, because he had 4, and then he did 5 earlier this week, so it sounds like he's got 1 he's still in arrears. given the opportunity to complete that, and then the board can review it again. Because you can't make him do CME without a discipline.
We went, if you remember when we had this change, we talked about this for several meetings. None of us liked the change in our policy decisions, but we ended up with a new regimented way to handle these. That was just when I was leaving the agency. So, yeah, we can table it, or if you want to, you can issue a letter of concern, and I will make sure that the other stuff is handled.
But the letter of concern would also have to be non-disciplinary?
Yeah,
the
letter of concern is
non-disciplinary.
I'd rather give him the opportunity to table, because I think that way we have check and balances for the board. So I'll do a motion that we need to table it till next week.
In hopes that he gets his things done between now and then?
Correct. For the credit hours for last renewal period.
Okay, so we do have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to table this in hopes that before the next meeting, he gets his CEUs done. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. And that motion passes.
All right. So I'm clear, I got to come next month?
Well,
six.
Yeah, CEUs. We can, how about you and I chat between now in the next couple weeks, and we'll make sure that you're going to take, you'll send me the evidence of that, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, wait, no. You guys do have it in your statute. Sorry.
What do we have in your statute?
You have issued a notice from the order requiring the license to include a prescribed number of hours in the education.
Oh. That's why you're here. Maybe it was the civil penalty part of it. Is my memory off? It was the civil penalty part.
I know we couldn't do a civil penalty.
I apologize.
Well, my concern also I would still keep my motion the way it is because I think that there was some miscommunication of how we relayed our message to the supervisor and waiting for a letter, and if you're still waiting for a letter.
Well, I did receive a letter on today. So, and one
yeah,
before
got
that.
His letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did get my letters.
I
was just directed not to do anything until you saw it.
We're issuing these. So my memory's off. I apologize. The part that we got the advice on was the civil penalty that we were issuing in conjunction
yep,
with the non-disciplinary order. Al, you were right.
So do we can we reopen this decision we just made?
Yeah. We would like to.
If we would like to. Okay.
I just want RCP Stinnett to complete the CE.
And you know what? Let's give until next month. And I think he'll complete.
Okay, so we'll keep it as it is. We've tabled this.
Okay.
We've tabled this.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, be in touch with Jack.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we're now calling the case of Elvis Mustafic, case 2023-RCE-0028, page 509, board members.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Page number
509.
Thank you. Are you saying that and I'm just not hearing it?
Yes.
I apologize. This is case number 2023-RCE-0028. RCP Mustafic is available to the board in here. This is again an allegation of a failed CE audit. At issue are 10 CEUs that we did not receive. I don't have anything further unless the board has any questions. I'm sorry, 2 hours. Initially it was 10 hours and then it ended up being 2 hours of, short 2 hours of ethics.
Oh, okay. Because I saw he did the Kettering, which are all lies.
Yeah.
But there's no ethics in that.
Okay. All right, we're going to give you a few minutes to tell us what you want us to know.
Yes, thank you. I thought that was all included. And I did get a letter, or email rather, from the board that I was missing the CEUs. And I went to AARC, purchased them, started doing it. I was really sick with COVID during that time. Honestly, my honest mistake, I thought I submitted it. So as soon as I heard from the board that I was still short, I submitted that right away, those two CEUs.
The two live ones?
I did. No, two ethics.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Amend ethics. Yes, amend ethics.
So you are currently compliant with all CEU requirements?
Yes.
Can you receive them?
We've got those two ethics. I don't see them here.
I don't see them here. That does not mean we haven't received them.
Kat, any recollection?
I can check for you real quick.
So assuming that we have received the required CE, my motion would be for a non-disciplinary letter of concern, concern being that at the time of the renewal, we do not have the required CE.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second for a non-disciplinary letter of concern. Any further discussion?
Assuming that we do not have this required CE, it would be expected for you to complete the term of the 30 days.
I still have it.
You have a copy of it?
Yes, it's actually on my phone, but I submitted that in right away in reply to the email that I got that it was.
So board staff will check to make sure that we have it, but if we, for whatever reason, don't, just make sure
I have it.
Okay.
And it will, I'm sorry, it will show a timestamp when it was completed, that it was during that time.
Okay. So all in favor of the non-disciplinary letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. That motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
We're going to jump down a little bit further and call the case of, is it Sadie or Sadie Perez? Sadie Perez. Case 2023-RCE-0031. Good morning. Give us just a minute to find. Looks like 544. I-43 is where it starts. I-42 is the first page. I-42.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is case number 2023-RCE-0031 involving RCP Perez. RCP Perez failed a CE audit, which was completed after her renewal. She did respond to the board within the appropriate time frame. At issue is a deficiency of 2 hours of ethics. And then her response is on page 543, which goes into that time frame of the COVID pandemic and obtaining CE during that time.
Okay, thank you. Sadie, we're going to give you a chance to tell us what you want us to know.
I'm not going to excuse my actions. I know when I submitted all the documents, I got a lot sent more until I got a letter on August the 17th, which it was already the deadline. For me, as soon as I got the letter, I sent the ethics right away. I was informed that you guys were not going to consider the service because it was already the deadline for that.
But it was in your licensing period, or it was outside of your licensing period?
It was outside.
Outside of?
Yes. And I was 100% that I submitted everything. At that time, my mother had to have surgery. So it was COVID time, you know, just like everybody else. The life was crazy.
You actually did 28 hours total.
Did well over the
you were just missing the ethics. But you did well over what you were required to do. And you've since then completed those ethics courses, and you turned that receipt into the board, the receipt of that,
yes,
that certificate. A motion for a non-disciplinary letter of concern, concern being that the required CE was not completed at the time of the licensure renewal, that has since been complied with.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor of the non-disciplinary letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes.
Thank you
for being here.
Appreciate it.
We are going to jump down quite a few to the case of Angela Storms, 2023-RCE-0037. Thank you.
That's 48.
And that's how we're going to do it in order.
Chair, members of the board, members of the board, case number 2023-RCE-0037 with the RCP Storms as the respondent. This is a CE audit. Basically, staff identified 2 hours that were deficient in the area of ethics. RCP Storms did respond within the appropriate time to the board. And I'm not sure if she's already turned those in.
I have. You've turned in the missing ethics ones?
I have.
You have 21.5, so again, over the required CE, and you have since completed those ethics requirements. My motion is going to be for a non-disciplinary letter of concern, concerning the required CE was not completed, and your eyes are truly open. For instance, that combined with.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second?
Motion and a second. Oh, yeah, they're just going to go back and forth.
Sorry. Can I keep up with this?
Uh-huh. All in favor of the non-disciplinary letter of concern, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
Let's see. Good job. Okay, 6-0, everybody. And this is the case of Ni Tron, case 2023-RCE-0038.
I'm sorry, which case did you draw?
660 is the page number, Ni Tron.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, case number 2023-RCE-0038 regarding RCP Tron. Is it Tron or is it Tran? Tran.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is a CE audit. During the initial audit, we identified a deficiency of 5 live CEs. I don't have a response document, but I will let RCP Tran address that. I don't have anything further.
Thank you. All right. It's your opportunity to tell us what's going on.
So I got the letter a couple months ago. And I called and I spoke to Kat, and she said, just resubmit all your CUs again, and I'll take a look at it. And in the letter, I also said that if you have any more questions, please let me know. And I got to, you know, it's been quiet. And then so a couple of weeks ago, I got a letter say that I have here. And I thought ACOS also was kind of live CEU, so I did not quite got no clue.
Was your ACOS in person or was it online?
In person.
The entire class?
Yes. There was 2 hours online. And then 5 hours in the class.
Thank you.
And we have that one?
It's on page 678, but I don't know if the date.
Well, it was like 678. It says 7.08 contact hours. What is that?
2020. That's from 2020.
January. Oh, it's well,
it's October 26, 2020 was the date of class.
Yeah.
What's your next break?
What was from last?
What was the date of the class?
October
2020.
Okay, so that's outside of the time frame. So the real time frame was December 23rd of 2020 through August 1st of 2022. Okay. Have you taken the ACLS within that time?
So that was 2020. And then my renewal is last year, 2022, so I think 2 years time frame, correct?
2 years before you renew. So your renewal time frame is 2 years from the day of your application, the last time you renewed, to your expiration date. So that would have been December 23rd of 2020 through August 1st of 2022. The ACOS that you sent in is from October of 2020.
That's not in the licensing period we're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about
the last 2 years.
Yeah, I do. I still do my ACOS.
You have a card with you?
I do not. I left it over.
Because this shows that the last time you did it was back in 2020.
Yeah, but I thought the license was audited for last year because my renewal was August last year.
The renewal period is December of 2020.
So anything before
after
December
that.
Of 2020 would not be eligible. Anything that you've taken after December of 2020 would be included.
After December.
After December. And this was done in August of 2020. I'm sorry, October of 2020.
So like 2 months ahead.
Yeah,
so it doesn't fall in the right license.
Now, if you can provide board staff with your required CE or your ACLS training from December 2020 until August of 2022, mm-hmm. then those hours would be included in your required 20.
Okay, because my assumption was, you know, on the birthdays, like, you know, August, so that I didn't think about December, I thought about October, that's why. But I do, like, at the last 2 years, I've been taking ACLS as well.
So
when is the last time you took ACLS?
At the hospital I work in right now, we do, like, quarterly.
They're on the RQI.
The RQI, yeah.
So we just need the proof that you did it.
Okay.
So after you renewed, and it sounds like you have it.
But we need to see it.
Yeah, I just don't have it with.
So I'm going to make a motion for a CE order. And that CE requirement is going to be that RCP Tran provide the board the required amount of continuing education, both the 5 Live and 2 Ethics, within 30 days. To the board. Failure to do so will mean that we move this to an informal hearing. Informal interview, excuse me.
Okay, so we have a motion for a CE order. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second for a CE order. Any further discussion amongst the board? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. And that motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will move to the next one. It's the case of Christopher Hegley, I'm sorry, 2023-RCE-0039.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the board, again, case number 2023-RCE-0039. This case involves a self-report from an incident that occurred in February of 2023. When I originally reviewed this, it was reported within the appropriate time frame. The details are on page 685. Staff does not necessarily have a recommendation in this case, but he has complied with the mandatory report.
This is a first event.
Yes.
So, since we're at the allegation stage, we're going to give you 5 minutes to tell us anything you need us to know about this case. And at that time, the board will have conversations back and forth with themselves. What? Did you say something?
I'm sorry, I did not respond to your question correctly. If you look on page 685. Sorry for interrupting. I was asked if it was a first offense, and I had misspoken, so I just wanted to clear that up.
This is not your first offense? Is this not your first offense?
Correct, it is.
It is.
family can give us opportunity.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us what you want us to know about all of this.
So I sent an email request of detailed information within the 30 days or 20 days. This is actually the first offense of that nature. I submitted another email that said my inquiry is being talked.
Can you tell me what happened on July 29th, 2015 in North Dakota?
I was pulled over for suspicion of DUI, and the case was thrown out.
Okay. So you were not charged?
Correct.
So that attorney wants to ask a few questions. So you've been going to all your court dates, and as you're going to each court date, you're updating the board?
Correct. So the picture of the paper, or just they send me a copy of the email, or my lawyer does, and then I forward it to court as soon as I get that information.
And you're still working, and you've notified your employer?
I was laid out of work for 3 weeks until I had HR and an occupational health review everything, and the drugs and all that. And after 3.5 weeks, I was about to resume back to work until acting was taken to court for arrest.
So you've not been charged yet or anything?
Correct.
I appreciate your transparency with the board and communicating with the board your incidences. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When did you say your court was?
The next one is May 12th.
May 12th, okay. Did you have the one on March 24th?
Yes, that was continued to April 7th, and then April 7th was a continued to May 12th.
Okay. And they will be some other story, probably. Okay.
So, traditionally, Madam Chair, board members, my experience has been that for first offense DUI cases, we have let the courts manage this process. Certainly, the courts are going to impose restrictions above and beyond what we're going to impose. My recommendation would be for dismissal.
I second.
We have a motion and a second for dismissal. Any further discussion? All in favor of dismissing this case, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. That motion passes.
Thank you. Good luck in the future. If there's anything that we can do to help, please let us know.
I apologize there.
Apologies are
not good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We appreciate you coming down, being upfront. Part of the board's job is to protect the public, but we also have rehabilitation kind of things in place for people to self-report. So that's why I said if there's anything that we can do to help, you need to let me know. Contact me if you're. And thanks again. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go backwards a little bit because we have some people who are here now. So we'll start, we'll stay in this category. We're calling the case of Gary Hill. Gary, are you back in here? So Gary signed in and then left? I'm confused. Not that any of you guys know what's going on here. Oh, Gary. Okay. Back in again. How about the case of, and I might say this wrong, I'm sorry, Lee Fowler? Last name Fowler. How do you pronounce your first name?
Tweet.
Tweet?
Yeah.
Okay, I was kind of
close. Not banana or anything like that. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
You say 378?
No, just 78.
78. I don't know about it. I'm aging too quick. I think my hearing's going. I apologize. Madam Chair, members of the board, case number 2023 RCE 0004, RCP tower is available in here. This case involves a self-report, and there was a positive hit on a drug screen, I assume with your employer. More of that description is on page 79 of your materials. I don't have a specific recommendation on this right now, but I can try to field any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. We're going to give you the opportunity to tell us what you want us to know. Interesting run of events on this one, so let us know what's going on.
I kind of know like the universe was just telling me stuff. Like, let's get the thing out of here. But I'm not here to deny any of it. If you guys look at the detailed report from my hospital and myself, I was honest from the beginning. If I were to say no to the drug test, that's an immediate termination as part of my contract. I felt that I had to prove that I had nothing to do with this. I knew that I was going to have a drug test. Every step of the way, from the person who tested it, my leaders, my directors, even my HR representative, I was upfront. I told them the reasoning for it. They asked me, of course, did I need help? And I had documentation that I had been seeking help by starting therapy for all of the things that I'm currently going through. I'm not here to deny anything. I just want to know what's going to happen from here. The reason why I would even try to fight this, like I said, I'm not trying to deny it, is I'm very involved in my children's life to the point where they do background checks so that I can be involved in their schooling. I just wonder if this would be something that would come up. Is there anything I could do to rectify? Because I really do want to rectify. I understand that was not whatever reason I have for testing for me. It doesn't matter. I can currently see three different entities about taking care about this, getting better. I'm not working right now. My intention was always to leave the healthcare field to go into some kind of healthcare business. So I earned my MBA about 7 years ago, but I truly loved what I did, and so I stayed in this capacity. Then COVID happened. I hate that people keep blaming COVID. I do. I'm one of those people that, like, stop. Like, you made the choices that you made. I just didn't recognize I was spiraling as well. But I did seek help before any of this occurred. But like I said, I feel like the universe is just saying, this is, it's time to go. When it occurred, like I said, I complied with everything they wanted to do. Speaking to my leader after the fact, they made me wait for so long, and, you know, discussing with my spouse. It's like, maybe you should just quit. Like, before they fire you for this, because you already told them this is how it's going to be. I admitted to them, even though they couldn't tell me one way or the other if they were going to be testing for us. But let's be realistic. Like, of course they are. And I wanted to be stepped in front of this. And when I quit, they actually took another 2 weeks before they even got back to me. I've been in contact with my HR representative since then, and I don't know what they're doing as far as that. I was advised not to contact them, and they haven't contacted me since then as well. So basically what I'm here is I take responsibility for what happened. I'd like to know what steps can be taken from here. I can honestly tell you I don't think I will be practicing again in this capacity, but I dedicated 12 years of my life to this, and I loved it. It hurts me to have to go out this way.
So from the staff perspective, before the board kind of may have some questions for you, what happens from here is really kind of your choice.
I just don't want this.
If you want to, I know it's emotional, if you want to discontinue practicing, obviously that's a choice. However, the board has options for what's kind of a standard rehabilitation agreement.
I'm currently in a rehabilitation situation already.
This is one that, while you may be doing that privately, this was one that's in relation to your respiratory care license. Depending on the facts in this, the board could handle this several different ways. If they believe that you weren't able to practice anymore, they could go in the direction of suspending your license so that you could not practice. It wouldn't be a choice. The other part of that is if you entered into a rehab agreement, there would be stringent requirements that you would have to meet. Some of those maybe while your license was suspended to make sure that you were safe to practice, and then there would be follow-up. Drug screens, you know, reports from professionals, that sort of thing. So that's some of the options that this board could look at. But the main thing is this board needs to be sure that you're safe to practice. And we have no idea where you are with that question right now. So you might want to let them know whether or not you feel that you're capable and safe to practice at this particular time.
I'm not working right now. I'm back in school to make that bridge from when I earned my MBA to now, because even though I have that degree, it's not easy to get into industry where they believe you're not ready. So I'm not going to practice. I did want to keep my license current, except like I said, I truly did love what I did. It was more of a pride thing. I was always intending to leave, but like I said, my concern is, I guess this is considered a moral turpitude, and I just wanted to know if this would affect my background check so that I could continue to be in my children's life in that capacity. And that's what I'm trying to fight, because I'll do whatever it takes to, you know, make it right. So
the fingerprint clearances is for those, because I think most of you guys are part of the job. That's a separate board. So this board does not do fingerprint clearance. That's a separate board. If Ms. Fowler really doesn't want to practice anymore, she may want to consider, or may want to consider offering a surrender. The board may want to go ahead and table this matter until the next board to allow Ms. Fowler the opportunity to meet with board staff and
return to a confidential.
Right.
Thank you. My thoughts are you currently hold an active license.
It expired in March, and that was after this had all occurred. So I did it renew because
currently,
you do not hold an active license.
No, I don't.
At the time of the incident, you did have a license.
I did.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion based on the Assistant Attorney General's recommendation that we table this conversation. I would like for you to have a conversation with board staff following this meeting.
Okay, so you guys stay to talk or?
You can call them.
Oh, I can call them?
Yeah.
I mean, I do apologize.
Nope, and we will await board staff's direction on how to report.
I'm in a second, and I just want to clarify that her license has been in administrative status since she still haven't had a...
She's not currently licensed, but it would be administrative.
We still, since the complaint was opened prior to the expiration, we still have... a jurisdiction and license. What's the stay? Is suspended?
It's suspended. It's suspended pending board action.
Okay. So we have the motion and the second to table this until she has a conversation with board staff. Is there any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed, say nay. That motion passes.
So, I can answer this question. The board basically is directing staff to chat with you about your options. And I'm going to go through some statutory things that we have and lay that out for you. So you're going to have to be patient. It's not going to be today. Hopefully it'll be tomorrow, Monday at the latest.
Okay, so do I reach out to you?
Is your contact information updated?
Yes.
I will give you a call or drop you an email, and we'll set up a convenient time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for reporting to us.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck. The board will now call the case of Spencer Valentine or Valentine 2023-RCE-0008.
All right.
Good morning. Come on up. Have a seat.
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the board, case number 2023-RCE-0008. This case is involves a CE audit, and RCP Valentin is available to answer questions. It looks like that our initial review of the renewal had a deficiency of a total of 11 continuing education units, which included 2 hours of ethics. I don't have anything else unless the board has any questions.
Okay. We're going to give you the chance to tell us where you are in your CEUs and what happened.
Okay. So essentially what happened is my laptop, you know, I was doing all of my work in my CEUs, everything was saved on my laptop, which had been destroyed. I, you know, regrettably didn't keep backups anywhere. I'm pretty sure that I had the CEUs actually done. Maybe they just didn't upload properly or something, but I have no way of proving that, you know. And then by the time I had seen the letter of complaint, you know, and then because of the laptop, I was locked out of my Gmail. To get into Gmail, I had to send a confirmation to the other email I couldn't get into. It was just a big mess. So I wasn't checking my emails for, you know, that period. And then up until I had seen the initial paper letter, which was in mid-February, I believe, and it said to respond within 20 days, but it had already been, I don't know if that just, you know, just got lost in the snail mail or what, but because it was 3 days past the 20-day limit already at that point. So I wasn't sure if I should, you know, if I should do the CEUs and just turn them in late, but I didn't want it to look like I was just trying to kind of, you know, BS my way in and, you know, a day or two later I'd gotten the letter saying to come in for this. So it was pretty much just a big cluster.
How long have you been licensed?
Since 2017.
So, a while. So you're obviously aware that the required 20 CEUs is expected every 2 years.
Yes.
So it sounds like you thought you had the required CE on your laptop.
Yes.
When you, at the time that you renewed, you believed that you had uploaded all 20 of those CE, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And during the audit, we identified nine
turned in?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that you were missing 11, including 2 ethics. Have you completed those CE yet?
No, like I said, I wasn't sure if I should. I called the office, but I didn't have the thing handy. And like I said, by the time I was ready to start working on them, I got the letter that said, you know, for this hearing.
So
I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to do it and then make it look like I was just trying to be a smart guy.
Okay. So my motion is going to be that we make an order for continuing education be required for the missing continuing education units. You have 30 days to complete the required CE, turned into board staff. Failure to do so will mean that we go to an informal interview.
Okay.
And the CEUs that you're going to do in the next 30 days are
not
going
to
be used for this licensing period.
Okay.
They're going to work backwards. So that means for going forward, you're still going to have to do.
Oh, sorry. Can I bring up one other thing?
Wait 1 minute.
Hang on 1 minute. We have a motion. We have a second. We have a motion and a second. Yes, you can say.
So I had, you know, because similar to what the other gentleman was saying, you know, they had done the extension for COVID, so I had turned in, correct me if I'm wrong, I had turned in, I renewed my license back in 2021, and then this is for another renewal in 2022, a year later. Is that correct?
We'd have to
looking for staff to verify your current licensure period. But the licensure period that we are evaluating right now would be from March 17th, 2021 to August 10th of 2022.
Like I said, if I'm not mistaken, I had renewed my license in 2021.
So what my order is that you complete the required CE for that licensure period, March 17th, 2021 to August 10th of 2022. You were expected to complete 20 continuing education units during that time frame. If you have not done so, which based on our audit, you did not, you submitted 9. You are expected to complete the additional 11 that would be expected to be completed.
Okay.
Those 11 cannot be used towards your current licensure period because those are going to be used towards that licensure period between 21 and 22.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so we had the motion, we had discussion. All in favor of the CEU order to get what's missing within 30 days, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes.
So to answer your question, the last time that you were renewed was in August of 2022.
I have it as August 10, 2022.
So the application, right? Yeah, the application came in on August 9th of 2022, which was the day before your expiration. So the time frame that we're looking at is February 28th of 2021 through August 9th of 2022.
Okay.
That's the time frame that you had to have those 20 hours.
Okay. I'll knock it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Last call for Gary Hill. Gary Hill's still not here. I don't get that. Is there anyone out sitting out there that I have not called who is on the agenda?
Yes, you had two late entries on a piece of paper.
Yep, I got one of them.
Okay.
One of them was Tweed, and the other is Jonathan Watson. Have you heard that case already?
Is Jonathan Watson here?
Yeah. So
we started with him.
So we lost our individual counsel.
For the state, this was a. Number 1, 5A.
The board had already chatted about your case earlier today.
Yeah, I had an emergency. I tried calling the number like on Google.
Yeah.
I searched the phone board.
Okay.
I said the call box was full, but I still wanted to just show my face.
So we have our state council.
Thank
now.
You.
I can see if she can go on my phone.
Let's try to do it if he's here. I mean, that would be my suggestion.
Board member, are you interested in reopening?
He's here, sure.
I'm personally irritated.
I understand. I don't know how you reconcile the any emergencies graphic, you know.
From just late.
So, why don't we do this? Why don't we give the board individualized counsel a call if she's available? We will waste our time again by rehearing this for the third time. Let's give her a call and see if she's available.
So there's no one else in the audience that's on the agenda?
No.
At least not that they will confess. So let's get to the
All right, so in the meantime, we're going to move forward, see if we can maybe get counsel. The problem, Mr. Watson, is we had counsel here for the state this morning, and when we got done with those cases, that person left. So we can't hear your case without her being here.
So All right, we're going to try.
Like it or not, we're calling the case of Gary Hill, case 2023-RCE-0001.
Ms. Zadea has just given me her office number, so if you would like that, then that would be available to you.
Okay.
You're going to have to use the equipment.
Well, right now.
Right now we're doing Gary Hill.
All right.
If anyone has a page number, I'll sound it again. Gary Hill.
also responded.
Right.
Pitch me six.
Thank you. That's way off.
Chair, members of the board, this is case number 2023, RCE 0001. It involves RCP Hill. This is an allegation that came into the office from an ex-girlfriend's daughter significant other. If you follow the narrative, which is on page 27, there's an interpersonal relationship. Somebody was moving out of the residence. Police were called. Police could not identify any criminal violations. In the matter, daughter/ex-girlfriend reported this to the board. RCP Hill did respond to the initial complaint within the appropriate time frame. His response is on starts on page 29. And I don't have anything further unless there's any questions. I would give the staff a recommendation on this one if they want to hear it.
I just want to know one thing. Was RCP Hill ever charged or arrested in this case?
We don't have any evidence of that.
Okay. I'm going to motion for dismissal.
We have a motion and a second for dismissal.
That's a call. Correct.
Yep.
He wasn't arrested, but I can see.
Any further discussion, any board members? All in favor of dismissal, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes. Jack, all the leftover CEUs, I know there's still a couple of other ones, but the leftover CEUs, can we block them?
That's what I would recommend.
Okay. So we're going to block together the case of Anna Aguilara, number 2, James Aldridge, number 3, and if I say your name and you're out here, please stop me, Michael Alford, number 7, Brett Barker, number 9, Cynthia Branham, number 11, Deborah Bright, number 12, Maria Campaign, number 13. Lorraine Kimberly, number 14. Robert Delgado, number 15. Kim Larson, number 16. Jacqueline Finch, number 17. Christine Garcia, number 18. Frances Gladys, number 19. Janice Johnson, number 20. Byron Kellogg, 21. Barry Lane, 22. Renee Lentz, 23. Lisa Murray, 27. Jolene Newman, 29. Aaron Oliver, 30. Stacy Peterson, 32. Justin Potter, 33. Patty, I didn't see anything for Patty Sawyer. Did you guys see anything in the agenda?
In the materials?
Yeah, in the materials. I didn't see her name. Well, I don't know if she's included in this or not.
Let's just exclude
it. Okay, so we'll exclude that one right now. Stephen Slate, 35. James Smith, 36. No one hears any of those names, right?
Madam Chair. Okay. I will tell you there was a late add for request for postponement from number 27, Lisa Murray, that I did include in your materials.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to consider that one separately to look at the request for postponement or not.
Okay. Board members, you want to take a look at that?
Why don't we call it separately?
Okay. So we'll take out number 27. So the block call, just so we're all on the same page, would be number 2, 3, 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 29, 30, 32, 33, 35, and 36. Does everyone agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, as a board, what are we doing with all these block forms?
So my understanding of review of these materials is that all of these individuals are failure for a CE audit.
Correct.
My expectation would be that the CE would be completed and turned in. So I'm going to go with my motion for the cases that you just identified. My motion in this case is going to be that we issue an order for CE completion required within 30 days to comply with the expected standards of the board. Failure to do so will result in moving our case to an informal interview. Those CEs that are completed cannot be utilized during my current licensure period.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion, board members? Okay, all in favor for that CE order of what's missing in the next 30 days, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes.
Can I ask for first clarification?
Yes.
Is the intent of the motion that if they've already turned in their CE, that they get a letter of concern and not the order?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay, well, does that have to be in the motion?
No, so the alternates, typically alternate motions are not permitted. So it either way, it's not, so whether it's a
Either way, it's a non-disciplinary order.
The non-disciplinary order, and Jack and I can work on the language, would require a completion of the CME and verification thereof, and I would leave it as is.
Perfect. I'm good with that.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're treating everybody the same way. So, cool.
Okay. So I think the next case that I'm going to be calling, we're not going to be able to hear because we have a recusal today. But that would be the case of Nathan Kosa, 2023-RCE-0005.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I will need to recuse myself in this case.
So we've lost one, two.
Correct. Yep. So this will be tabled to next meeting.
And RCP Kosa is not here? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We will now call the case of Deborah Gutierrez, 2023-RCE-0006. Thank you. And it appears Mr. Gutierrez is not here.
Madam Chair, members of the board, case number 2023-RCE-0006. This case involves a self-report of a misdemeanor DUI that occurred in February of 2023. I do not have any updates, I don't believe, as far as the criminal case is concerned or whether or not it's been resolved. This is just the initial review for a self-report.
I appreciate that RCP Gutierrez self-reported the arrest. I do not show any prior history. I don't see a background check here, but I'm going. Do we know if this is your first event?
I believe it is. I didn't do the PACER report, but when these, Kat, did you check the licensing history for the initial application on this one, like you did the other ones?
I did review them, so any that I didn't see multiple, I didn't include.
It doesn't say, it says no prior disciplinary action on file.
That'd be correct.
Okay.
So, could you move this to an informal interview? I mean, I'm concerned that she has not communicated with the board since February.
and not present today.
So
to have an informal interview. Okay, so a motion and a second to go to an informal interview. Any discussion, board members? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed say nay. And that motion passes. Okay, and then it looks like we're jumping all the way to number 27, Lisa Murray. Which is case 2023-RCE-0027, and that's when Jack said there was a late request for postponement.
Yes, I just lost my materials.
It's on 488.
I can't remember if I put the request at the beginning of the materials or at the end. Madam Chair, members of the board, so this request came in. I think she contacted the office. Request came in the 17th. She's asking for an extension to appear before the board to discuss the allegations because she's unable to attend due to personal commitments. And it's detailed here in her letter. She does attempt to kind of then explain if maybe if the postponement was not granted, she does give a brief explanation of the CEs and whether or not she had completed those. Excuse me.
All motions to grant or request for postponement to the future.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of granting or postponement, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. And that motion passes. So the one left in question for me is Patty Sawyer, which is number 34 on our list. Does anybody see her in the materials?
I may not have gotten to the wood, I'm not sure. You want staff to give you a review of what we have?
Yeah, if you've got information.
Oh, it's kind of a broad request, isn't it?
If you feel you can present the case and then we have enough information to hear it, otherwise we will postpone.
Do you have it pulled up, Jack?
Yes, definitely.
Do you want to give it a go?
Sure.
Go for it, Kat.
All right.
Okay. RCP Sawyer, that would be 0034. It is a failed CE audit. A deficiency of 9 CEs, including 2 live CEs.
So my motion for that would be a CE order. The RCP would be expected to complete the required CE within 30 days. That if we saw the results moving to an informal interview. Those CEs that are completed cannot be utilized towards their current licensure or their current licensure.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. And that motion passes. Okay, so if we're calling the case of Jonathan Watson again, we need to make a phone call.
You want to take a 5 minute while we get...
So we can set up the stuff?
Yeah.
So okay, sure. We'll take a 5 minute recess while we set up the equipment to call. We are on the case once again of Jonathan Watson, 2020-RCE-0037. This is the time set for the board's consideration of response request for rehearing or review of the board's issue on case 2020-RCE-0037. Is Jonathan Watson present?
Yes.
Thank you. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Jonathan Watson.
And are you represented by counsel today?
No, she's not yours.
Okay, no.
She's not your counsel. Is the state present?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Elizabeth Campbell on behalf of the state.
I'm Tracy Kagan, Chair of the Board, and the other board members and board staff will now introduce themselves.
Alan Crawford, Vice Chair.
Kimberly Corpa, board member.
Kimberly Hall,
board member.
Jack Confer, Acting Executive Director.
Katya Garcia, Investigator.
Donita McLassen, Interim Deputy Director.
Under the board's rule regarding review or rehearing, R4-45-302, the board may grant a review or rehearing of a board decision for any of the following seven causes. One, irregularity in the proceeding of the board or any order or abuse of discretion. Two, misconduct of the board's staff or the administrative law judge. Three, accident or surprise that could not have been prevented by ordinary procedure. Four, newly discovered material evidence that could not, with reasonable diligence, have been discovered at the time of the hearing. Five, excessive penalty. Six, error in the admission or rejection of evidence or other errors in law occurring at the hearing or during the progress of the proceedings. Or seven, the findings of fact or decision is not justified by the evidence or contrary to the law. If the board grants the request, it will specify the grounds on which the review or rehearing is granted. Oh, we're not going to return.
Go ahead and finish, and then I have a point of order.
The review or rehearing is granted, and the review or rehearing shall cover only those matters specified. Let me just get the next sentence out. If the board denies review or rehearing, the proceeding is concluded. Okay, Jack.
So if I may interrupt, we've kind of started into this review, but we have Diane Padilla on the phone. She is our independent counsel, and I think we need to kind of organize what we're doing here because we have a motion and decision from this morning on
yep,
this case.
We do.
And I think the board needs to clean that up first before we dive into any review or reconsideration. So maybe Diane can help us with what the board needs to do and should do with any motion or any discussion to decide whether or not we even want to reopen this matter, given that all the parties are here right now.
Okay. So, Diane, what's your thought on that?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the board. Diane Padilla, serving as independent legal advisor for the board. Just to recap what happened this morning, the board opened its meeting at a little after 9, called Mr. Watson's matter. Mr. Watson was not present, and the board voted denied his motion for review or rehearing. Am I understanding that Mr. Watson was present earlier or was not present earlier and has showed up later today?
He was not present when we called the case. He showed up later.
Okay, and have we clarified whether Mr. Watson had received the letter from Mr. Confer that his hearing was going to be today, or that the board was going to consider his motion today?
He did say that, yes, he received it. Is that correct? You did receive the letter?
Correct. I received it on April 13th.
He received it.
Okay, on April 13th, and that it was going to be at 9 a.m. this morning?
Correct.
Yes, he said correct.
Okay, so the board's options are, number one, to stand on its decision this morning to deny Mr. Watson's motion for review or rehearing on the grounds that he received notice that his matter was going to be considered this morning beginning at 9 a.m. and he failed to appear then. That's one option. If the board chooses to actually hear a little bit more information from both the state and from Mr. Watson, then I would suggest maybe just to keep the record clear that the board could move to rescind its prior decision to deny his motion for rehearing or review and then just allow both parties to weigh in and have a discussion and then go from there.
Okay, thank you. So, board members, the question now becomes, do we rescind our previous decision or are we standing with it?
So, based on the fact that we're already here, I'm going to make a motion that we rescind from the previous decision so we can hear from RCP Watson and the state now that RCP Watson is present.
Okay, so we have a motion for rescind. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Nay, but the motion passes. Okay, go back to my script here. So, Ms. Watson, we've read your request for review on the rehearing. Please specify, specifically state which of the seven grounds you are relying upon and why.
Excessive penalty. I feel like I was penalized. Like losing my license was a little extreme. I feel Banner, you know, went on with my job. I think that was just fun enough. It's one of the biggest companies in Arizona. I can't work there anymore. I owe them the assignment bonus. And that was somewhere I got laid off of the CRT. I worked there for 10 years and I finally got rehired back. So it was something that I was really happy to do. So it was, you know, I feel like I got disciplined enough to do my job.
Do you realize that the revocation is not based on that alone? It's based on the fact that we've had meeting after meeting after meeting with zero communication from you.
So when I spoke to Charles, so I've been very upfront with the board. I've been a therapist for 12 years, and I've never, like, ignored the board ever. I lived in New Orleans during COVID. It is my fault. I didn't update my address. So everything was getting sent over there. So I never got anything. As soon as I found out, which was in December, I called and I spoke to Charles, and then I filed the appeal.
How did you find out about the revocation?
I got a letter in the mail. Like, it got forwarded. One of them probably got forwarded. So that's my call.
So none of the previous letters regarding the notice of hearing had been forwarded?
No. There's no reason not. Like, I just got my license back. So I was a therapist for about 10 years, and then I lost my license. I wasn't a therapist for about 4 years. I was CRT, finally came back, got my RRT. I was in home care for about a year, and I finally transitioned back into the hospital.
RCP Watson, that doesn't address my question. My question was, did you receive, was the mail forwarded to you for the notice of hearing?
I got one letter, which was in December last year.
At the time of that notification, did you reach out to the board in writing, per our rules and regulations, to provide your statement to the board?
I called, and then I wrote an email that day filing the appeal.
But that was after the revocation.
I'm not sure. I mean, if you want me to go look, I can try to figure out which exact letter it was. It was the one, so Charles didn't even have, no, it was the one before the revocation, I'm sorry. So whichever.
So was it the one that told you when the meeting was?
No, it was the decision. I guess it was revocation, but Charles still didn't, he hadn't like typed it up yet, so.
On December 15th, we held the hearing. Based on the documentation that I have, on November 12th, you were issued a complaint notice of hearing. You acknowledged that you received that notification of that hearing.
Just that one, and I acted that same, or the day I found out, I acted that day. Like I said, I've never try to not see the board. I want the license.
Your terminology is here is, I think you're talking about the order of revocation.
It was the one on December 15th, that's the...
Okay.
December 15th was the question
is, before that, the board sends out something called a complaint notice of hearing. It's on pleading paper, it looks similar to an order, but it has a date of the hearing. That hearing is where you would show up, give your side of the story, and then the board would decide whether or not to take an action. So that's a complaint notice of hearing would have had a date on it. The question from Vice Chairman Crawford is, did you see that?
No, sorry, I misunderstood.
And if I may, and for consistency purposes, it sounds like based upon what Vice Chair Crawford said, the complaint notice of hearing was mailed out on December 12th. On November 12th. Hearing was held on
December 15th.
So it's the same timing issue that we had. in the other case. And for consistency, my recommendation is for the board, in view of this information, my recommendation is now that the board grant a hearing, and we'll just make sure that we get it, all the boxes checked. Please get your address updated with the board.
I updated it in December with Charles. I did updated everything.
RCP wants them. Practitioners who are not regulatable are unsafe, in my opinion. Not regulatable means individuals who post notifications from the board, individuals that we can't connect with or communicate with. Those are individuals that are unregulatable. That leaves an unsafe working practice, an unsafe practitioner treating patients, in my opinion. Based on the information provided by state, and based on the information that we heard today, I'm going to make a motion that we grant your request for rehearing based on newly discovered material evidence.
Okay, so we have a motion to grant the rehearing. Please know that this is a rehearing. It doesn't mean you get your license back. We're just going to hear it again. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Do we need a roll call? Are we all in favor?
I think you can do it all in favor.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. Motion passes.
And Assistant Attorney General Padilla, do you have anything that you want to add or any advice to the board in this matter at this time?
Not advice to this matter particularly, but just to remind respondent to update all of his contact information so that the rehearing date is, you know, we're going to give him notice again and that he will show up for that.
So my information is updated on the board website. I noticed the state has the wrong email address. How do I...
Do we have the correct email address for you?
We will.
As a board?
We will, staff will. Can you reach out and chat with staff after the meeting?
Yeah.
Make sure you talk to somebody, myself or somebody else, so that we can confirm that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Cool.
All right. And just to let the board know, in these situations, when the case is on appeal, that stays in the original orders. So I want you to realize that. So there's not an order in place in this case right now. This license is active. You can work until we're done with our administrative review of all this stuff.
Well, based on the 33 dates, I don't think we have much of a choice.
Well, I heard somebody say something, and I just wanted to confirm that that's the status of this license.
According to the rehearing case.
Yes.
But
okay.
Until we do, his
he has an active license.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Just wanted to confirm that.
So
I think we're good.
So I can't work for now until the rehearing.
We don't give you legal advice on when you can and cannot work.
No, your license. I'm just saying, as a therapist, is that what you're saying? I can work.
I'm not telling you you can work.
You have an active license right now.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
So I'm telling you to get 35.
Calendar days.
Okay.
Not counting the day it was sent.
And there's a copy of there's. Holidays are excluded, and there's some other calculations that go into that. I'm pulled from memory on that, and I would defer to Diane if we wanted advice on that.
I just wanted to clarify that was
the basis. In the past, my current practice is that it's not even close to 35 days. If we're getting, so this should be like 45, 60 days out planning ahead. Then it's never an issue. But, you know, it just depends on the proceeding. So.
I just want to clarify that we as a board have his correct email address, yes?
He's gonna contact board staff and talk with board staff and make sure that it's been updated in the board system.
And
we'll all use board system.
And I do remember this came up before with you and I. So yes, we will get it worked out, but we're not going to do it right now. We'll do it after the meeting.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Go ahead, Diane.
If I may, again, Diane Nadia, I again, the updating of the address and the contact information, I just would recommend to the board to stress to Mr. Watson that that also is a ground for discipline in the board's rules.
Yes.
That's a whole separate ground for discipline. So that needs to be taken very, very seriously.
And being here on time is very important.
I don't think we're going to have an issue with that.
Not at all.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
See you.
All right, we'll move to the executive director's report.
You want to let your CE people go? Do you want to do executive director's report?
Oh, no, let's go through it, because then I'll do the call to the public.
What?
They can stay.
And Mr. Hunter, if I may interrupt this again, Diane DeVito, do you need me anymore?
Your help has been very greatly appreciated. Thank you for calling back in.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Anytime I can help.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It went off.
It did. It went off automatically.
I think that you don't know how to trust.
I'm just going to give you.
I think you're welcome to say, but you don't need to say your case has been heard.
Oh, let's go. Do I just call? Or the
yes.
Time? Okay.
After the meetings, but I just don't have the capacity to handle it right now, so we'll do it afterwards. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're waiting for me, right?
Yes, sir.
You don't have paper reports. I'm going to give you an idea of what has occurred within the office within the last week and a half.
Okay.
I'm going to go through investigations first. All the open investigations that I ran into when I first got back into the office were noticed and set for today. That was all of, 39 cases, and Kat was key in getting those things together. So she did a real good job, thank you. We've done some training for investigations and responses and so forth for future needs. Number two, my initial report, when I ran it with the database, is that we had approximately 414 open applications that dated back to approximately November of 2022.
400 open applications.
That's what the database says. Okay. And I'm going to walk through this, okay? Because the database is not accurate. Okay. However, the database is what tends to drive work product and workload and resources, at least when I began doing it.
Okay.
So that was my starting point. Having gone through just about every single one of these to get a status, I was able to issue 19 initial applications, and the rest of them we're still going through.
19 initial applications or licenses?
Yeah, 19.
Licenses.
Licenses.
Okay.
Only 19. Those were the ones that were obviously ready to be issued to me. Fingerprints were back. Everything else, all the minimum requirements were met.
Okay.
Part of the issue that I've identified in the office right now is that information's not where it's supposed to be. I have licensing attachments in a general information box. I have attachments that were sent to individuals who are no longer with the board. And then we had a folder that was called To Be Sorted, where people were putting information attachments, which are license verifications, citizenship documents. So the information's all over the place. So
what we've done is we've assigned existing staff to get all that information to the right spot so that we can start processing more of these. There was a time frame from November to about February where we had, and Kat, you jump in because, you know, I'm trying to remember all this stuff, where we had a lot of fingerprint cards that weren't sent to DPS in a timely manner, and then we didn't get them back. They were holding them for up to 60 days, and then we didn't get them back in a timely manner. But the initial delay getting them over there sent the delay down a lot.
Sure.
Okay. The other thing that we discovered was that all of the for some odd reason, we're getting paper apps, more paper apps than I saw in 10 years into the agency.
That surprises me.
Both renewals and initials. And I don't know why that's happening. But that in and of itself will delay for a couple of weeks, you know, a week or two. But the paper apps that hit the front door were not entered into the RCD database. So they've been sitting there, some of them from January, February. What did you find yesterday?
One from September.
One from September 2022?
So someone turned in a paper application in September, and we've not done anything with it yet.
As
of yesterday.
That's correct.
So along with all those other electronic places, that information sitting, I have these paper applications, and we had approximately 22 late renewal applications that went back to July of last year that weren't worked. I've already gone through those and renewed them. And then we have this stack of paper applications that I don't know what the status is. So the reason I'm giving this a summary is because I don't know exactly how far behind we are because I haven't been able to identify that yet. But the next step is a lot of these applications have been received initial efficiency letters. So the applicants haven't gotten the fingerprint card sent in to us to get it processed.
So we're still looking at even more time.
So right now the turnaround time I think is about 30 days. Do you know? So we've sent some over that we've got back within a month, within 30 days.
Okay.
And we got some back, I think, a week ago, a week and a half ago, that it actually came back in like a week and a half. So we're moving in the right direction, but starting next week, it's going to be nothing but licensing. The agency's gotten into it, just slammed with calls. What's the status of my license? What's the status of my license? Nobody that I've talked with has liked my answer, but I don't have any other answer to make up to give them.
And obviously we don't have the answer to this, but it does beg the question what the last group of employees were doing.
So
it wasn't licensing.
So I don't have an explanation for that. I may never have an explanation.
And that's fine. You don't have to have an explanation.
So
we just need a plan going forward.
And I'm quickly working on that. If you were to ask me today when everything's going to get done, I'm probably not going to be comfortable with where we are with licensing for probably 45 or 60 days.
Okay.
Good.
So I just want to comment, Executive Director Conker. Clearly, performance is not where we want it to be. Everybody in this room would agree that we need to do better. I want to thank you and Ms. Danita for jumping in and supporting us during this interim period. And I appreciate your leadership and your organization to get us back onto the right path. That being said, we are receiving, Madam Chair and I are receiving updates from you, which I appreciate, so we can keep current with the current actions up.
And thank you, Kat, for sticking it out and being willing to learn some new things that you also have to learn.
Thank you for teaching me as well.
Yeah, it's definitely been a different time. Different time.
I don't have anything else on that. I'm sure you have questions. I'm happy to answer them. I don't have a good handle on budget yet. My only comment on all this status is the tip of the iceberg.
I
every drawer I open, I find new stuff. And having been in this situation before with other agencies in my past, it's also a trust with your customer base, your stakeholders. And that trust is going to be hard to gain back in the short term. I can only tell you that I envision there probably be more staff changes, there'll be more changes at the staff level in the near future. And it's just going to take a little time. I hope that we have enough time to make all that change.
I think our clinicians and community members and schools, et cetera, are excited to see more names come back.
Baby.
He's relative, right?
Yeah, so that's all I have once there's any other questions.
Thank you for him for stepping up and kind of for plugging along and being willing to, you know, learn more.
You know, these folks are the ones that are doing the lion's share of the work, so, and I try to help, so thank you for me too.
This too will pass. I just told Jack this is some kind of deja vu for me.
All right, the next thing we have is a call to the public, and a call to the public is when anyone in the audience is allowed to speak. You have 5 minutes to address the board, should you choose to.
I have one card that came in.
But keep in mind that we can't have any conversation about what you're talking about because it's not been agendized.
Who was it? Yeah, it's Tracy. Tracy, you want to address the board? Come on up. This is Tracy Schwartz.
Schwartz.
I apologize.
No, everybody gives me a W.
Director at Gateway, right?
Yes. Yes. Good morning. Good morning.
In light of what's currently happening with the licensing situation, of course, my students have been reaching back out to me. They want me to fix the situation, and I would also like to express my gratitude to you and the board for trying to remedy this situation. I can't even imagine. Jack is so calm. I don't know how he is so reserved and calm, and you're so wonderful for taking this on. My ask is for transparency. Please, to our community partners, our hospitals, and those hiring agencies who my students currently have been promised jobs with and cannot accept those jobs because their license has been pushed back continually. This obviously has a trickle-down effect with our schools, with our students who are waiting to get their license and have gainful employment and get a paycheck finally after years of going to school. My ask is simply that a letter go out to our community partners explaining the situation, letting them know that it is going to be remedied as quickly as possible. Something that I could also share with my school accreditation, because I also have to complete an annual survey, and there is going to be a pretty considerable discrepancy in the amount of licensures from last year's annual survey to annual report. So if that is a possibility, please, from the board, it would be greatly appreciated. And that is all that I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yes. Can I just go ahead?
You can.
Can I interrupt the session? I am also a licensed respiratory therapist currently. I just want to ask if it's possible, because of my compassion, for this profession, because I've been doing it since 18 and I'm 64. If it's possible that I could volunteer to help with this process.
I too, unless it is a conflict of interest, have already offered that to Mr. Comfer.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we will do a roll call for CEUs. Make sure you're still here.
And just generally, while we're doing that, unfortunately, I had this conversation with another director. Volunteers with State of Arizona for the agencies is a very difficult thing to get done. There's all kinds of liability. It's like a volunteer in a hospital, right? So I appreciate the offer, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. And it probably would take as long as it would take us to get things cleaned up. So I just from the bottom of my heart, thank you for offering. It means a lot to me. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get that done. What am I doing?
You're looking for the CEUs.
Well, it's just so nice to hear the community come out and try to offer help. I mean, and it's very much appreciated. So. All right. I'm going to go through roll call for continuing education in no particular order. Ashley Lloyd. Thank you.
We got you.
Tracy, we know you're here. Felice Garcia. Felice Garcia, are you here? Nancy Pimentel. Gerald Lynch. Thank you, sir. I'm going to do the first name. Gennaro?
Here.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Not
so with H. Gotcha. Thank you. Vi Lin? V-Lin? Thank you. Tammy Pasco?
Present.
Thank you. Jamie Sindel? Uh-huh. Thank you, Jamie. Don LeBlanc?
Here.
Thank you. Lorna Rao?
Here.
Is it that's you, Alicia. I'm sorry, Doctor. I cannot read your writing. Imagine that. Michael.
Rogetsky.
Thank you. Jeff Katz.
Here.
Joseph Bettini.
Here.
Thank you. Greg Shoemaker.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Danielle. Thank you. And Janet Davis. Thank you. I don't have anything else on the CE sheets. Did I miss anybody?
Okay, so just for your information, they are two ethics and four lies is what you just got out of today.
Total of four. They all count as lies.
All four lies and two of those are ethics.
I wasn't sure how many you were giving out.
No, only four. Only four.
Folks, we send out those CE certificates by mail. Be patient with us. It may not come out this week, but we will get them to you. Okay?
All right. Do we have any items to be placed on future agenda, board members?
I would like a financial update at the next board meeting.
Okay.
What?
I said can do.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned at 11:45.
Okay. I didn't know that I would volunteer to work for him if he'd like to have some help. Yeah. Involuntary.